In the early part of the 5th century, the city of Rome fell, and with it came the end of the Roman Empire. It fell to the invading tribes, the Gauls, the Visigoths, the Huns. Rome was sacked, and Europe now, Western Europe, the Europe that we know, will descend into the period called the Dark Ages, where for almost 600 years we have no record of what happened. And it's as you have to imagine, it's as though the jungle came and took it all back. And the all the advances of Roman civilization, the law, the architecture, the roads, the engineering, the mathematics, all went as though it never were here. And the only thing that survived was the Romans' legacy of Christianity in the West. But the tribes had a different sort of Christianity. Their Christianity was mixed with a great deal of paganism, and their Christianity was tailored to meet their folk ways, their customs, their norms. And one could say that the Christian religion was preserved during this long period of time only by the monks in the monasteries, who were still committed to some sort of knowledge and tradition, and also by the fact that the warring tribes themselves were unable to organize any sort of alternative to Christianity. And you have slowly, therefore, Christianity reaching a Northern Europe, crossing from Britain into Ireland, crossing into Scandinavia, reaching the far ends of what had been the Roman Empire. Now, the Christianity that was preached then, and I think it's very basic for our understanding of what's going to happen later, had an intensively strong anti-Semitic bent to it. I hope to remember next time, and I'll bring along some of the documents and read you from some of the writings of the church fathers in the 5th and 6th centuries. And you will see that the language of Julius Streicher and of the Stürmer and the language of the Arab propagandists and the language of the Russian oppressors are all a rehash of the original language of the early church fathers. And to such an extent that even in areas of Europe where there was no Jewish population, and there were many such areas where there really were no Jews, hatred of the Jews preceded the Jews. So that when the Jews would come there, they already were devils with horns, they already were evil, they were already guilty. And this use of the Jew, this caricature of the Jew, has unfortunately remained imprinted on European society till our very day. It has not gone away. And we are almost powerless to do anything about it. The church, the writings of the early church fathers, the church was bothered by a number of theological problems regarding the Jews. Problem number one had to do with the fact that Jesus was a Jew. So then you can't say that all Jews are bad. In fact, you have to say the Jews are superior, because that's where he came from. So how do we deal with that? Now, the church fathers dealt with it after